From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. was muted about North Korea's offer to halt nuclear testing and hold talks about denuclearization. The offer was made public by South Korea after its delegation returned from talks with North Korean officials, including leader Kim Jong-un. It was agreed the two Korean leaders will meet in April in a summit. President Donald Trump said the U.S.-led global pressure campaign aimed at halting the North's nuclear and missile programs was key.
They are sincere, but I think they're sincere also because the sanctions and what we're doing with respect to North Korea, including, you know, the great help that we've been given from China, and they can do more, but I think they've done more than certainly they've ever done for our country before.
However, senior administration officials of the North Koreans have earned our skepticism. That view shared by the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats.
Hope springs eternal, but we need to learn a lot more relative to these talks, and we will, and the IC will continue to do every possible collection and assessment we can relative to the situation that exists in North Korea.
Vice President Mike Pence said the maximum pressure campaign on Pyongyang would continue. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, ahead of a trip to Africa, said in a speech Tuesday that the U.S. approach to developmental assistance on the continent is quite different from that of China.
The United States pursues sustainable growth that bolsters institutions, strengthens the rule of law, and builds the capacity of African countries to stand on their own two feet. We partner with African countries by incentivizing good governance to meet long-term security and development goals.
Tillerson said, in contrast, China's approach encourages dependency. Tillerson is embarking on a one-week trip to the continent. This is VOA News.